We're back with more great music, and I'm Earlene Starnes with Ken Hurley. We're going to play Ronnie Booth next. Now, this is when he was with the Jubilee Gang, and that was three different groups, so we're not going to announce all of them. Ronnie Booth is the voice you're listening to singing Celebrating Jesus.
Everybody's gathering round that Christmas tree, laughing and talking and singing so merrily. There's pumpkin pie and toys, happy girls and boys. But what's the proper meaning behind this Christmas joy? We're celebrating Jesus, that's what Christmas means. Way back on Calvary, I'm celebrating Jesus. That's what Christmas means to me. Hear those sleigh bells jingling down the lane, the choir singing Christmas songs again. There's presents round the tree, still the soul set free. I'm celebrating Jesus, that's what Christmas means to me. It's the birthday of the one who makes the blind to see. He purchased my salvation way back on Calvary. I'm celebrating Jesus, that's what Christmas means to me.
We have an encore by the Jubilee Gang, this time featuring Jim Brady, a wonderful song called It Came to Pass.
Like years gone by, he took the time to tell once again. The children hung on every line as Grandpa shared with them. No tales of snow or mistletoe were told on Christmas Eve, but precious truths filled up the room. Things that we believe. It came to pass that wise men came to bring their gifts to him. The herald angels sang the song of peace, goodwill to men. The Savior prophesied that's rolled about had come to us at last. We celebrate on Christmas Day because it came to pass. The times have changed so many things about the holidays. The kids are grown and Grandpa's gone. Oh, how we miss those days. But there's one thing that has remained each year on Christmas Eve. It's my turn now to share just how the season came to be. It came to pass that wise men came to bring their gifts to him. The herald angels sang the song of peace, goodwill to men. The Savior prophets wrote about had come to us at last. We celebrate on Christmas Day because it came to pass. The Christmas tree, the lights, the gifts are not what makes us sing. The virgin birth, a manger bed, the birthday of a king. These are the truths I'll hold on to, 'cause they will always last. We celebrate on Christmas Day because it came to pass.
This is Dr. Wilson from Everyday Healthcare. I want to share with you one of my favorite verses in the Bible about how God provides for our salvation. The verse is John 3:16. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." This is the simple message of the good news of the gospel. God provides for our salvation through Jesus Christ alone. All he wants from us is for us to believe. I believe, and I hope you do too. The Bible is filled with the message of salvation through Jesus. I encourage you to read your Bible and search for them. Take a look at the book of John and read how Jesus came to earth, lived a sinless life, and died on the cross for you and me so we can spend eternity with him. Again, this is Dr. Wilson from Everyday Healthcare. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Dr. Wilson. And now we have Keepers of the Faith who are coming, and they're singing a great song, Unclouded Day.
Oh, they tell me of a home far beyond the sky. Oh, they tell me of a home far away. Day.
tell me of that land far away, where the tree of life in eternal blue shed its fragrance through the unclouded day. Oh, they tell me that he smiles on his children there, and his smiles drive the sorrow all away. And they tell me that no tears ever come again in that lovely land of unclouded day.
Of course, that was Keepers of the Faith, and I'm excited to tell you folks that they are coming to Fresno. That's coming up very soon, January the 26th. That's a Friday night at 7 p.m. That's a free admission concert, so go ahead and come on out to this one. You're going to love it. Now, we are offering what we like to call artist circle seats. They're front and center special seats. There's a nominal charge for those, but it's not much. Give my wife Sharon a call to reserve one of those if you'd like. Her number is 559-974-2397. That's 974-2397. And otherwise, all the rest of the seats in the room will be free admission. And that's happening at Northwest Church, 5415 Northwest Avenue here in Fresno. That's the corner of Barstow and West. And I'll see you there.
Thank you, Ken. Yes, He Lifted Me. This is by Keepers of the Faith, and you don't want to miss that concert. Here it is.
He lifted me.
He lifted me out of the loneliness of sin. Jesus came and lifted me.
Fighting alone in the battle, struggling through each day, searching for means of survival, but none was on the way.
Then the merciful hand of Jesus came beckoning from above. That moment that I trusted him, he filled me with his love.
He lifted me
out of the loneliness of sin. Jesus came and lifted me.
Looking back over the wonders I've seen along the way, I've been touched by his power, I've been blessed in many ways.
But nothing will ever compare to the blessing I received that day my name was added to the list of the redeemed. He lifted me out.
out of the loneliness of sin. Jesus came and lifted me.
He lifted me.
He lifted me out of the loneliness of sin. He lifted me with a love that knows no end.
He took my hand.
He took my hand. Pulled me out of the sinking sand. Gave new life that never ends. I'm so glad that Jesus came.
And next we have a great song by Ernie Haas and Signature Sound. This is one I almost forgot to play, and it's called Quartet Christmas, remembering how we just got back from National Quartet Convention.
You'll find me searching through my old LPs for Christmas songs by Perry, Nat, or Bing. But since I'm still reliving my trip to NQC, it would make my Christmas just hearing for men.
Let's have a quartet Christmas. That sounds real good to me.
Let's have a
quartet Christmas. Carols in four-part harmony.
Now don't get me wrong, I love hearing a choir.
But if the bass gets too low
and the tenor sing high,
this heart of mine with cheer to have a quartet Christmas this year.
I'd love it if this Christmas we would have an all-night scene, and though it wouldn't be a silent, as every part would join in, we'd make those rafters ring. We'd celebrate like angels we have heard on high.
Let's have a
quartet Christmas. That sounds real good to me.
Let's have a
quartet Christmas.
Hearing a choir,
but if the bass can go low
and the tenor sing higher,
it's hard of mine with cheer to have a quartet Christmas this year.
Now don't get me wrong, I love it hearing a choir,
but if the bass can go low
and the tenor sing higher,
it would feel as hard of Christmas this year. We need a quartet Christmas this year. Oh yeah.
And we wanted to remind you again, Keepers of the Faith are coming this month. That's January the 26th, and that's on a Friday, 7 p.m. at Northwest Church. We hope to see you there. There's no admission charge. You can come in and bring a love offering. We hope to see you there.
And as we close out 2023, we have one more Christmas song. We have the Neelan singing a cappella, Silent Night. And then we're going to end the show with Auld Lang Syne by the Neelans. Here they are.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly
should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and Auld Lang Syne? For Auld Lang Syne, my dear,
so beautiful, but it's time to go.
Well, once again, tell your friends and listen each Sunday. And we wanted to wish you a happy new year. So we'll talk to you next week. Until then, this is Earlene Starnes.
And Ken Hurley.
Saying good morning and God bless you. Have a wonderful New Year's.
Happy New Year.
Old acquaintance be forgot and never brought.